at Revelation Music.
He is God all by himself. And until we boast in that God that is God all by himself, until we boast in Christ, what are you boasting in? Is it in the wisdom of men? Is it in the foolishness of your heart? It's all foolishness. Can we boast in Christ alone? Sincerely, outside Christ, there is no life. You can go and go after all of those things. You will just notice that you are chasing after wind. You might be chasing after wind. Can you make a decision today and say, I want to know God. I want to have a relationship with God. I don't want to chase after wind. I don't want to chase after wind. Make a decision today. I don't know what has been controlling your life. I don't know what you've been pursuing in life. I don't know what occupies your life. I don't know what occupies your time that is outside God. I pray it will not be too late for you to discover that you are chasing after wind. You cannot catch the wind. You cannot catch the wind. You may be chasing after wind. What is occupying your life? What is occupying your space? What is occupying your heart? Are you chasing after God? That thing you are thinking, if I have, I have a lot to boast. I have a lot to be proud of. You may just discover you are boasting in folly. On the other hand, there are a lot of us that have discovered we need to go after God. We need to go. We know it. But the way we are going after God is still foolish. Hallelujah. Let me explain this. It is foolishness for you not to go after God. But also you can be going after God and go after him in a foolish way. There is a way God has designed that man can come to him. And until you go to God through that way, is folly, is foolishness. It is foolish to do what only God can do. It is foolishness to take the position of God in your life. Some of us think because we were given birth to in a Christian home. Some of us think because we go to church every day. Some of us think because we attended Sunday school. Some of us think because we were baptized and we take Holy Communion, it's enough reason for us to go to heaven. It's foolishness. That's what the Bible calls it. Paul, speaking in the book of Romans chapter 3, he says, see, there is no difference whether you are a Jew or you are a Gentile. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Please, can you project Romans chapter 3? Romans chapter 3. Maybe we start from verse 22. You see, it says, we are all the same. There is no difference. Whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, there is no difference. It doesn't matter whether you were born a Muslim or you were born a Christian. Nobody can even be born a Christian. So let me correct the statement. It doesn't matter whether you were born a Muslim or you were born into a Christian family. That does not make you saved. That does not make you come to God. That does not make God accept you. A person who is born into a Christian family with another person who is born into a Muslim family are the same in the eyes of God. Until any one of them decides to accept what Jesus has done on the cross for his life, that is where the difference comes. And it does not matter who makes that choice. Whether you are from a Christian background or not, whether you are from a pagan background or not, if you make that decision, Jesus accepts you as his son. And so it is foolishness to think that your hard work, your activities, you're being a good boy, you're being a good girl, is going to make God accept you. And you know, sometimes when you walk, you just look at other people and say, oh, see the sinners here, see them. They don't go to church. It's these ones that don't go to church. And you think it's you're going to church that will take you to heaven. Excuse me. It is foolishness. That is why it is called grace. Grace is you being given what, in the real sense, you don't deserve. You see, you don't have what it takes to live a life above sin. And Jesus Christ has given it to you by what he did on the cross. That is grace. And until you accept that gift, you will not walk in the reality of that provision. You will not walk in the reality of that provision. And so it is foolishness to think that you can attain salvation by your strength, by your hard work. We are all the same. So stop looking at other people as though the only thing that makes you different is accepting what Christ has done. What makes you justified? Is it your hard work or the grace of God? Is it your faith in the finished work on the cross? Is it your faith in the finished work on the cross that makes you justified? And so don't boast yet. Don't boast yet. Don't say, I have passed. Abba, me. No problem. No. Don't boast yet. That's foolishness. You have to understand that there is only one way. And the only way to God is through what Jesus has done on the cross. We're still going to talk about the cross. But it's important for us to know that we are justified only by faith, not by our works. So peradventure, you think that it is your works that make you stand right before God. We have a bad news for you. That's foolishness. You are boasting in folly. If your pride is in the fact that you have good works, you are a good girl, everybody talks good of you, if that is where your confidence is and not in what Christ has done, we have bad news for you. That's foolishness. You are still boasting in folly, sir. The next song we're about to do is Justified by Faith. We are saying it is foolish to think that it is what I do that makes me justified. I'm justified by faith in Christ alone. Justified by faith. Look for grace.
He is Lord.